Hey, everybody. This is Jennifer Magnus, and you are listening to Dave Raven on Raven and the Blues.
Words of a Changing Man opened up with the Raven and the Blues. Davey Knowles from his album. It's not an album, it's an EP which came out earlier on this year. It's called 1932, named after the guitar he's playing on that particular EP. I think it's the first time we've played from it as well. Davey Knowles, the first words of a changing man, and it's the Raven and the Blues. Hello and welcome. Different acoustics. I'm in rear of the motorhome, we're at Slimbridge Wildlife Centre, and it's about to pour down with rain. So you probably will hear, it's lovely at present, but the clouds in the sky are so black. So probably you'll hear a change in the acoustics because, let's face it, it's a tin trunk, isn't it? So when the rain beats on the roof, it's going to be noisy. But anyway, you'll soon hear it when it starts. Mostly new stuff in the show this week. When I was putting it together last night, quite late last night, after a trip to the pub, I thought, I don't know about this, don't know about that. But as it comes together this morning, it's all making a bit of sense. Let's stay acoustic from Davey Knowles to Eric Bibb.
If there's a train that will take me there, take me where I can live in peace. Oh Lord, take me on board. Don't leave me here. Let me ride that train. If there's a ship getting ready to sail, let me stand at the rail when it pulls from shore. Deliver me from this place I know, desecrated by the madness of war. If there's a road to a peaceful country where the people have pity on a homeless man, Lord, make that highway my way, make it my road to the promised land. Send a prayer to provide protection for all the people in the world just like me. Lord, I pray each and every day. Charge my connection, Lord, help me pray. If there's a day in our tomorrow when fear and sorrow is all gone, send us a song to keep us strong. Lord, keep us singing as we carry on.
I love that album to bits. Migration Blues came out earlier on this year, and Eric Bibb with Refugee Moan. Okay, here's an album due in August, and Walter Trout has put an album together called We're All In This Together. And it's a selection of duos, really. He's called in favours, that would be wrong, I think. Most of them would be more than happy to play. But the list of people who are playing on the album is the great and good in the blues world. It's amazing. He's only released one track so far, which we can listen to and use on the radio, and this is it. And it's none of the great and good, it's actually his son, John Trout, which is good stuff too. So as a taster of the album, coming out in August of this year, I think it's late August, early September even, here's Walter Trout, track from it, with John Trout, his son, and Do You Still See Me At All?
Yeah.
Father and Son Together, Walter Trout, We're All In This Together is the album coming out in August, and a taster from it, and Do You Still See Me At All. The compression on that is amazing. It looks like, I've spoken about waveforms before, and you know the sort of the jaggedy bits you see when you work with audio. Well, this looks like toothpaste. It's one great big solid stream, and I guess the whole album is going to be compressed to that kind of level as well. This is complete contrast in a way, because this got much more light and shade. An album which came out, a couple of years ago now, but for some reason only surfaced with me this year. The Reverend Sean Amos Loves You is the name of the album, and here he is with Mindy Abair and Bright Lights, Big City. Bands in their thousands over the years. Probably there's a band somewhere, as I talk to you now from Slimbridge Wetland Centre, there's a band somewhere in the world doing that live on stage. Bright Lights and Big City, done there by the Reverend Sean Amos and Mindy Abair on vocals from the album which came out about 3 years ago. Sean Amos Loves You. Isn't that nice? Okay. Candy Cane. Kevin Beale, fellow DJ, he has on his own webpage, he puts all the birthdays and death days of famous blues people, and some days it's quite amazing the number of musicians who were born or died on that particular day. It's also a sad roll call of people you know and think, oh, they're no longer with us. Here's somebody who died a couple of years ago now, I guess it would be, after 4 or 5 years. Let's see, I had my stroke 10 years ago. She was shortly afterwards. So she was diagnosed with a very rare pancreatic kind of cancer, Candy Cane, in the early part of 2008. And rather than go down the chemo route, kind of fought it, really, and fought it by being on stage and performing and doing all those kind of things. A bit like Wilco Johnson. And it made her, kept her going. Now, I saw her a couple of times in those years. I interviewed her in Paris in January 2008 before she knew she had this disease. And then a couple of times later, I met her and talked to her as well. An amazing fighter. Anyway, in the end, it got hold of her and it won, I guess. And that would be last year, year before, I guess. And her partner and great, great guitar player, Laura Chavez, has got a new album out. I thought we played Laura. I should go back to Candy. From her album Sister Vagabond from 6 years ago, this is Candy Cane and I Deserve Love.
You done me wrong. You were low down. Made me cry. And left this town. You were so low. So untrue. There's one thing I learned from you. I deserve love. I deserve love. I deserve sweet, sweet laughter and the sun above most of all. When the day is through, I deserve love. I deserve love, I deserve spring, I deserve warm guitars and everything most of all. When the day is through, I deserve love. Love that's all around me, way down deep inside.
Thank you.
Lovely stuff. And it's right, they should be side by side. Laura Chavez, taken from the album The Right Place, Right Time, just been released, and Brewster Avenue Bump, and before that, her long-term partner, Candy Cane. And I Need Love, I Deserve Love, I Need Wine, all those things too, taken from an album from, 6 years ago, I guess. Now, this album came this week. It wasn't properly tagged, which meant when he put it into the computer, it didn't come up with all the right titles, which normally, when that happens, I just put it back again because I haven't got the time to start typing all these things in. But I listened to a couple of tracks before I threw it away and thought, ooh, this is a bit different. So I thought, okay, I'll title it up. So I did the work on it, which, as I say, I don't normally do. In fact, most DJs don't normally do. And then listen to it. It's an album which is going to take a bit of getting used to. If you ever do, even, it could be something which, when I play it, you're going to go, oh, no. But in fact, I found listening to it through, it's remarkably strong. It's by a gentleman called the Reverend Siku. The album is called Times Like These. And I thought, which one can I use to sort of demonstrate, give you a flavour of the album? So this is the one I've chosen, tracklist 6, Muddy and Rough.
Oh,
Think, eh? The Reverend Siku, Times Like These. No, that's the rain on the track, not the rain here at Slimbridge, which is... I've never seen the sky so dark. This is... that's a track called Muddy and Rough. Subtitled. Now, I know that Kevin was talking about this week on Facebook, and I think he's playing a track from the album, but it's something which is going to be hard to get into, but it may be worth the effort if you enjoyed that particular track. It's worth checking out. The Reverend Siku, I'm not quite sure whether it's been released or whether it's about to be, and Muddy and Rough you heard there. Okay, here's an album which is, I guess, destined to be the album of the year.
Thank you.
in really is just them singing their way through the countries of the world, probably looking at an atlas, but still rather nice. Taj Mahal, Keb Mo together, the album Taj Mo, probably one of the most played albums this month. We'll find out very soon over the course of the weekend when I put the charts together of the IBBA, the Independent Blues Broadcasters Association. I collate all their playlists every month and make a top 40, and I reckon that's going to be in the top 10, I would think. And that's a track from it, anyway, from Taj Mo, called Soul. Here's a lady I'm looking forward to meeting for the very first time in August at the Colne Rhythm and Blues Festival. She is on stage headlining, before her, Kaz Hawkins and Joe Harmon. That is quite some lineup. But her name, Jennifer Magnus.
Great big hands, you know you could crush poor me in two. But gentle, oh so gentle are the things you do. I said I never have to worry about you going out. There ain't no other woman, ain't no need to doubt. So early to bed, yeah, yeah, early to rise. I know just what you're kiss you when you're well. So hold me close, squeeze me till I cry. Please love me, honey, till the day I die. About the way that I feel for you. So gentle, oh, so gentle are the things you do. Oh, so gentle, oh, so gentle are the things you do. Oh, so gentle, oh, so gentle are the things you do.
I am so much looking forward to seeing her live on stage. Jennifer Magnus, her brand new album Blue Again, and there's a track taken from it called Buck. And she'll be appearing, I think it's one of her only UK gigs, and in fact I have a feeling, I may be wrong, I often am, but I've got a feeling that she's only coming across, and this is the only gig she's doing in the whole of Europe, so it's worth getting to see her. Colne Rhythm and Blues Festival taking place over the whole weekend of the August Bank Holiday weekend at the end of August, and they are, Kaz and Joe and Jennifer are all on stage, I think on the Saturday night. I haven't got the dates in front of me. Fairly certain it's Saturday. Okay. Pretty Little Troubles is the album. Malcolm Holcomb is the artist. We've featured him many times over the years. Here is a track from the album called Rocky Ground.
Spring sun sweetly splinters. Last days of the cold, underfoot still a rocky ground, just about all I know. This bottom land's black, thirsty, tobacco fields and hands to hold the plow, pray out loud, strength work the land. My sporting pitted, tainted eyes, the liquid in my throat. Boasting, reaping a fertile ghost, the ones I love the most. I love the most. These hills around here are old, too old to recollect. My mother's father's harvest, long gone. Tractors turn and travel the ground over again, but early in the morning I know now where they've been. My spoiling painted tainted eyes, the liquid in my throat, boasting, reaping fertile ghosts, ones I love the most. Yeah, the ones I love the most. Watching you grow old and lovely, hungry to be found, hungry to be found. My spoiled and painted, tainted eyes, the liquid in my throat, boasting, reaping fertile ghosts, the ones I love the most. They're the ones I love the most. My spoiled and painted, tainted eyes, the liquid in my throat, boasting, reaping fertile ghosts, the ones I love the most. Yeah, the ones I love the most.
Racking my brains through that, trying to work out which of my musician guitarist playing friends says that if you play lap steel, it's country. Bit of country in there. Then Malcolm Holcomb is the artist. Pretty Little Troubles is the album. Came out in the spring of this year. It's kind of country, blues, folky, isn't it, in a way? And a lovely track called Rocky Ground. The IBBA albums of the month have come to the end today, basically. We start a brand... No, we don't start a brand new set. We've got a break in July, I think. There's no albums of the month through the month of July. Actually, talking of July, a bit of a two things in one sentence here. Tomorrow, when July starts, depends when you're listening to this, but it probably will be July when you're listening to it anyway, I've been nominated in the Podcast Awards. I wish I could tell you more. I'll know by tomorrow. I'll be giving a big, be giving it some wellies for the month of July, but I'll be looking forward to your vote in the Podcast Music Awards, which are taking place through the course of July. I'll tell you more next week. Here's Ruby and the Revelators, album of the month this month, or one of the albums. Walk With Me, her album, and Stand Up.
Stand up, be counted. You better stand up, be counted. I know I'm gonna make it anyway, with higher power on my side today. I've been thinking that there's a higher power. Sometimes you gotta get on your knees. Higher
Ruby and the Revelators, the album Walk With Me, and a track from it, and Stand Up. Okay, on the Raven and the Blues, here's a track, which, again, an album which came out about 2 or 3 months ago, and I think I played it once, and then there was another sudden rush of CDs arrived, and so it kind of got disappeared, which is wrong. The album is called 100 Horses. Here's Harmonica Dave, or Dave Hunt, and a track called Doghouse.
On your phone, some woman that I don't know. You better have some answers when I get home. It's the wrong number, baby. Well, it ain't meant for me. You can call it up and you can see guys at work making a fool out of me. Well, I'm down in the doghouse, but that's alright. We gonna and fight till it's so good. Making love, making up all night. Down in the doghouse, yeah. But tonight's the night. We're gonna cuss and fight till it's so good. Making love.
Experience, I think. Dave Hunt there with the album 100 Horses from the spring of this year. And down in the doghouse, we're going to fuss and fight all night. Okay. Oh my God. It's really strange. I've been really suffering with hay fever this year. And I kind of assumed it was because of it was the, you know, the pollen and stuff. But here in the countryside, I'm surrounded by so much wildlife and so much flowers. And yet my hay fever is amazing. I reckon it must be the pollution in London, I guess. Anyway, I digress. That's not blues at all, is it? This is Hannah Aldridge, the album called Gold Rush, and here's a track called Aftermath.
Oh. I was born with my hands around my neck. I did not come here to be fragile, but I am disappearing underneath my breath.
Gold Rush is the album, Hannah Aldridge the artist, and the track is called Aftermath. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week, coming to you from Slimbridge Westland Wetland Centre in Gloucestershire. Or is it Worcestershire? Gloucestershire. Anyway, on the banks of the Severn, where the threatened rain still hasn't occurred. I've never seen it so black. I've got the lights on in here. It's going to rain any second. Next week, I'm not quite sure where the show is coming from, but somewhere. Week after that, I'm in Trill in Croatia for the Trill Blues Festival. Can't buy a Trill. Trill is gone. All that kind of, all those jokes will be coming out, I guess. Weekend after that, Upton Blues Festival. That's going to be fun. Let's hope the sun's shining there. And so, hopefully, you'll join me on all of those events. Ravenblues.co.uk is the website. Everything you need to know is there. Links to all the artists we've played this week, all the artists we've played over the last 12 years. And also a chance to subscribe and do all the things you can do as a podcast. Thanks for giving me an hour of your valuable time. And I look forward to something similar in a week's time. Let's close with Marcus Lazarus. His album is Save My Soul. And here's a track from it called I'm Tired. After last night, I am a little bit. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
I'm tired, tired of loving you, baby. I'm so tired, tired of loving you. And I'm tired of trying to please you, no matter what I do. I'm tired, tired of talking to you. So tired, you make my yellow world turn blue. I'm so tired of being lonely, tired of.